some animal fables. I always remember as a child, I had this animal fables book, and I just used to love reading them. They were quite short, but I loved the little lessons that were in them and all of the pictures. So the first one I'm going to read to you is called The Frogs and the Ox. An ox came down to a reedy pool to drink. As he splashed heavily into the water, he crushed a young frog into the mud. The old frog soon missed the little one and asked his brothers and sisters what had become of him. "A great big monster," said one of them, "stepped on little brother with one of his huge feet." "Big was he," said the old frog, puffing herself up. "Was he as big as this?" "Oh, much bigger," they cried. The frog puffed up still more. "He could not have been bigger than this," she said. But the little frogs all declared that the monster was much, much bigger, and the old frog kept puffing herself out more and more until all at once she burst. And the fable is, do not attempt the impossible. I like that one. The next one is called Belling the Cat. The mice once called a meeting to decide on a plan to free themselves of their enemy, the cat. At least they wished to find some way of knowing when she was coming, so they might have time to run away. Indeed, something had to be done, for they lived in such constant fear of her claws that they hardly dared stir from their dens by night or day. Many plans were discussed, but none of them was thought good enough. At last, a very young mouse got up and said, "I have a plan that seems very simple, but I know it will be successful. All we have to do is hang a bell about the cat's neck. When we hear the bell ringing, we will know immediately that our enemy is coming." All the mice were much surprised that they had not thought of such a plan before. But in the midst of the rejoicing over their good fortune, an old mouse arose and said, "I will say that the plan of the young mouse is very good. But let me ask one question. Who will bell the cat?" And the lesson was, it is one thing to say that something should be done, but quite a different matter to do it. And the third one is called The Town Mouse and the Country Mouse. A town mouse once visited a relative who lived in the country. For lunch, the country mouse served wheat stalks, roots, and acorns with a dash of cold water to drink. The town mouse ate very sparingly, nibbling a little of this and a little of that, and by her manner, making it very plain that she ate the simplest food only to be polite. After the meal, the friends had a long talk, or rather, the town mouse talked about her life in the city while the country mouse listened. Then they went to bed in a cozy nest in the hedgerow and slept in quiet and comfort until morning. In her sleep, the country mouse dreamed she was a town mouse with all the luxuries and delights of city life that her friend had described for her. So the next day, when the town mouse asked the country mouse to go home with her to the city, she gladly said yes. When they reached the mansion in which the town mouse lived, they found on the table in the dining room the leftovers of a very they lay quite still for a long time, hardly daring to breathe. When at last they ventured back to the feast, the door opened suddenly, and in came the servants to clear the table, followed by the house dog. The country mouse stopped in the town mouse's den only long enough to pick up her carpet bag and umbrella. "You may have luxuries and dainties that I have not," she said as she hurried away, "but I prefer my plain food and simple life in the country with the peace and security that go with it. And the lesson is, poverty with security is better than plenty in the midst of fear and uncertainty." I like that one. Sometimes it's easier to be content with what we have, even though sometimes we feel like we want a different life, or we look at other people and think that we want what they have, whether that's material possessions or whatever that may be, when actually we don't always fully appreciate our own lives and the things that we have. I'm gonna do a few minutes of some different sounds for you, different things around me that make different tingling vibrations and textures. I'm gonna start with my bracelets. I have some crystal bracelets here, and they make a really nice sound, I think. I like the sound anyway, so I'm gonna let you listen to this for a little while. Thank you. rich with it. Create so many different sounds and textures. I love it. So there you go. That was my three fables for you and my three objects. I think I might make that a regular thing and pick different objects. And I might next time actually not tell you what the object is.